From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Alyssa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Colleges and universities these days are grappling with a thorny new challenge. More students than ever before are being diagnosed with autism. The influx is creating a demand for services to help them fit in, graduate, and find jobs. Grace Hood from member station KUNC reports on how these transition programs work.
In many ways, Mark Heim is a typical senior at Colorado State University. His t-shirt has the kind of smart humor you'd expect from someone who excels in computer science, engineering, and math.
It says, Department of Redundancy Department.
But as a student living with Asperger's syndrome, which is a high-functioning form of autism, the everyday social interactions of college life can be awkward.
Hi, I'm Jane. Nice to meet you.
Hello, I'm Mark.
Please have a seat. Okay, so when you come in the room, let's try again, and we'll have you shake my hand a little bit harder.
Today, Heim and his peer mentor, Jane Mohar, are practicing for an upcoming interview at a software company.
So, Mark, tell me what you like to do for fun.
I like to read books, a lot of technical books, and I like to play chess as well.
With more autistic students going to college, universities like Colorado State are adopting programs to ease the transition in and out of school. It's one of a handful across the country right now. For Heim, one focus is how to work in groups with other students.
With Asperger's, it's harder to negotiate the terms of what each person will do and what each person is expected to do.
Some people really struggle with a roommate situation if they're living in a dorm.
Kathy Shelley's director of this program, which the School of Occupational Therapy here started earlier this year, in part because the campus was seeing more students with autism and Asperger's floundering in class or not understanding appropriate social behavior.
I like to talk about it as the inability to hang out.
Jane Thurfeld Brown started a program for students with autism and Asperger's at the University of Connecticut. Today she directs student services in the law school.
Now that the numbers have started exploding within the colleges, people are saying this has to be the big end of the numbers.
In fact, colleges will see even more kids with autism in the coming years. That's because autism prevalence rates have gone from one in every 2,000 children before 1990 to an average of one in 110 today. Therfield Brown says a key part of working with this population is developing kids' interests. She points to one example in Tennessee of a student who thrived as a water boy for his high school hockey team.
They never had somebody charting their intake of fluids before, but it made him a part of this very popular hockey team at this high school.
The so-called water management consultant was a success story, she says, because he turned a difference into a strength. Boston University Disability Services Director Lorraine Wolf says that connects to the ultimate goal, finding kids jobs.
We want our college students to work while they're in college, to have a work-study position, so that when they graduate, they have those soft skills that are really what employers are looking for.
Wolf and Therfield Brown, who both have kids who are autistic, started the website collegeautismspectrum.com to counsel other parents and universities.
Okay, come on in. Hi, Mark. Nice to meet you. I'm Jane.
Hello, Jane. I'm Mark.
Oh, that was much better. That was much better.
For his part, Colorado State University student Mark Heim hopes his prospective employer will see beyond his diagnosis to what he has to offer: a passion for computer science, math, and engineering, a clever sense of humor, and a really firm handshake. For NPR News, I'm Grace Hood.